Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
For something very different, it's a bus tour bringing children's authors and illustrators to schools, libraries, bookshops and cultural venues all the way from Malinhead in Donegal to Mizenhead in Cork. The Whole Wide World Tour is the brainchild of Ireland's Laureate Nanogue, who's on a creative journey to meet young readers and budding authors along the West Coast, as Drive Time's John Cook found when the bus stopped in County Sligo.
Hi John, welcome to Owen Beg National School. We're delighted to welcome you here today, along with all of the children and all of the staff. We're so excited for this visit today.
I'm excited too, because a big, bright, multicoloured bus has just pulled up outside Owen Beg National School with Laureate Nanogue Patricia Ford, bringing Irish authors and illustrators to visit children living along remote areas of the West Coast. The name of this unique cultural roadshow?
1, 2, 3. You are amazing. As you know already, my name is Trish Ford and I am Laureate Nanogue. I write books for children in two languages. I write in Irish and I write in English, and I write for every age group. But I'm so excited to see what you've been working on, because if you remember the day I Zoomed you, I said you might do a little bit of work on building a whole new world yourself. And I thought that you would draw a picture and write two sentences. And then I came in and I saw that you've all made these amazing books, real books. So now I can't wait to see what kind of worlds you built.
With authors and illustrators visiting the two classrooms at Owen Beg National School, I asked Patricia what this Whole Wild World tour is all about.
Well, I'm from Galway, so I was always very conscious that children living on the west of Ireland, on the coast, sometimes don't get as many author visits as they might if they were living in Dublin. And I'm hugely passionate about children having access to the arts. So I thought it would be a great idea to take a bus and loads of my friends who are writers and illustrators and go from Malin to Mizzen over 2 weeks visiting loads of children. I think we'll see about 2,500 children all in all by the time we get to the end of it. And we're also seeing children just informally as we go, because they see the big bus and they want to know what it's all about. And like in a lot of the schools we've been in already now, it's the first time they've had an author visit. And that's lovely. So now I am delighted to introduce you to two of my great friends who are on the bus with me today. One of them is very good and well behaved, and we'll say nothing about the other one. So please welcome Serena Malloy and Alan Nolan. Woo!
Hello! I'm Serena Malloy and this is Alan Nolan. So nice to see everybody. So guys, we heard you have been... Oh my God, you have the Irish Yeti with you. Oh, so cool. That's my book. Excellent. We heard you've been making loads and loads and loads of books. So... what is your favourite thing about writing books? I know what my favourite thing is about writing books. Do you know what your favourite thing about writing books?
I definitely know my favourite thing about writing books.
What's your favourite thing about writing books?
Making things up. Yeah.
Me too. I love making things up. I especially like making characters up and making monsters up, because my books, and if you're reading The Irish Yeti, you know in The Irish Yeti, there is a huge big monster in there who is like 7 foot tall and he's covered in fur from head to toe and he's got big purple eyes. And he, in that book, is terrorising Dubliners. Because you know what they're like in Dublin? They're very easily frightened. But at night time, yes, they're coming out and they're going, "Ah, the Irish Yeti, let me out of here!" And they're really scared of him. They're scared stiff of him. What's your question?
In my class, I read your book.
Did you love it? Oh my God, you must have adored it then.
Yeah.
That's brilliant. Excellent, you adored it, so that's brilliant.
There's another hand over there.
Look. Oh, is there another hand over? Oh my goodness, it's Juliet, isn't it? No, it's not Juliet. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. Of course you're not Juliet, because Romeo isn't beside you going,
"Oh, marry me, Juliet, you're so good looking. I love you so much."
What's your question?
As the fun continued and authors and illustrators signed autographs and complimented the children's own books, I spoke to some of those with their hands up.
I'm Ava and I'm 7 years old and I'm in first class.
Did you get to meet some big authors and illustrators today?
Yes.
What did you think of them?
I thought they were nice and kind.
Donica, what did you think of this big colourful bus that pulled up with some crazy wacky people? But they were great fun, weren't they, all those writers and illustrators?
Yeah, they were great fun.
I'm Edith. I'm 11 years old and I'm in fifth class.
Edith, you got to ask some questions to the authors, did you?
I asked them what their favourite kind of book was, like what they read growing up.
And what's your favourite kind of book?
I like graphic novels and I like big kind of books, like a selection of them.
I'm Oisin, I'm 11 and I'm in fifth class. I like reading about history.
What did you write yourself in your own story?
About a Selkie down in Eastkey.
And what's a Selkie for anyone who doesn't know?
It's a human who can turn into a seal.
Okay, is there really one in Eastkey?
No. Oh,
I believed your story there for a minute.
As the whole Wild World tour bus continues its journey along the Wild Atlantic Way, teachers, travelling authors and illustrators express the hope that shared ideas and free books for children will inspire lifelong readers and the next generation of Irish storytellers too.
Yeah, absolutely. It's fantastic for all these kids to be getting so many books from Children's Books Ireland. They've been really wonderful getting books into the hands of children who are the future writers and illustrators.
And if we can feel like we can inspire them in any way. I mean, they look at, well, maybe I can't speak for the other authors, but they can look at me and think, well, if that age can get a book published, anyone can get a book published. So,
reading is all about stories and fun and pleasure. And that's what I want to bring to them. I want to say, I know you have to be really good readers for school, but the most important thing is that you're able to tell a story, that you love a story. Irish people are brilliant storytellers, and I say that to them. You know, we come from a long line of storytellers, and I would love to see them carry that on.
I'm Elise. I like reading different types of books. I like comics. I like mostly David Williams. I love sort of books like that.
And to meet with the illustrators and authors themselves today, what difference does that make? It's pretty cool, isn't it?
It just makes me like think when I'm reading their books, oh yeah, I met them before. Uh-huh. And I just know what they're like, and it's nice to see.
And you got to show off your book as well and your stories that you've done. Does it make you think I could do this?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, I hope you do. And oh, you make lots of money doing it as well.
My name is Ella Grace. I guess my inspiration came from walking on the commonage near Eastkey and looking at all the beautiful creatures in the ocean.
It's a beautiful part of the country, isn't it? You get lots of great ideas. Will you be coming up with lots of stories in the future, do you think, from this?
Probably, definitely.
Yes.
And that is the children of Oneg National School near Eastkey, ending John Cook's report from Sligo. The whole Wild World tour is currently en route from Mayo to Galway, where they'll take over Middle Street in the city on Saturday afternoon. So for more details on that, you can look up childrenslaureate.ie.